Pentecost Thursday, C. First posted May 27, 2010. John 16:12-15. The Spirit of Truth. Background. This is part of Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples in the upper room following the Last Supper, before Jesus' betrayal and rest. Text paraphrase. Jesus told his disciples that there was more he wanted them to know, but they were not able to understand yet. But when the Spirit of Truth comes, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promised to send, John 14:15-17, he will guide them into all truth. He will speak not his own ideas, but will faithfully declare what he has heard from God the Father, and he will reveal what is to come. He will glorify Jesus, because he will declare to them the glory that Jesus has from God the Father. Jesus shares in all the glory of God. Commentary. The place to begin to know and follow Jesus in discipleship is through his words recorded in the Gospels. As we begin to trust and obey his teachings, Jesus promises to send the indwelling Holy Spirit to his disciples, who do what Jesus taught, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things and recall to our memories all that Jesus taught, John 14:25-26. We are all born physically into this world, but are spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek, find and have fellowship with God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and be spiritually reborn to eternal life. These are only possible through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ, John 1:4-6. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right. The gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit within us is our spiritual birthday, John 3:3-5-8. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1, 15-16. It is possible to know with certainty for oneself when one has been born again, Acts 1:9-2. As we begin to be guided and empowered by the indwelling Holy Spirit, we experience the power and faithfulness of the Lord, and we grow spiritually. Discipleship is a spiritual growth process to spiritual maturity at the day of Christ's return. The church is there to the ministry of John the Baptizer, to call people to repent and be baptized with water, to prepare them to receive Jesus Christ. John 1:29-34. Matthew 3:1-12. The role of the church is to make disciples of Jesus Christ, to teach them to trust and obey all that Jesus teaches, Matthew 28:19-20, and to teach them to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Jesus specifically warned his disciples to stay within Jerusalem. The church is the modern equivalent until they had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit before going into the world with the gospel message. But in too many instances, the nominal church today is failing to make born-again disciples and has settled for making church members. Some mainline denominations are even discouraging members from seeking spiritual rebirth by the false teaching that the Holy Spirit is automatically conferred by some church ritual, such as water baptism. See false teachings. Sidebar, right. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. The Holy Spirit faithfully declares divine eternal truth, and his word is the word of God. He's not just a representative expressing his own opinions. Because he speaks God's word, what he prophesies will come to pass, because the test of God's word is its fulfillment, Deuteronomy 18:21-22. God's word is eternal and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we experience the glory of God and Jesus Christ. It is only by the Holy Spirit that we can truly praise and glorify the Lord, 1 Corinthians 1:2-3. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.